Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We had a 3 o'clock agenda item, excuse me, and we're promptly starting at 3:18. Times are kind of backing up on us. This is a meeting with the state public defender to discuss office space. So with that, I'll hand it over to either legal or the public defender's office.
Good afternoon, commissioners.
Good afternoon.
Just for clarity of the record, I'm the 3rd District Public Defender, Isaiah Govia, not the state public defender himself, but it's great to see you all again. Sorry it's been this long since Greg Rass left. He was kind of my main avenue to get to you guys, so but I'm happy to be here. Here to discuss a memorandum of understanding. These are set out by statute when the state public defender office was created to establish the housing of attorneys providing indigent defense, stating that we would be able to, our office would be able to remain in the same spot that we've been in, county-owned space. And then the MOU lays things out per the statute, the dates in particular of which is upcoming, when we would provide our notice of intent to either vacate or an intent to lease the current space that we're in. That date is January 1st, 2027, which, you know, if I blink my eyes a couple times, it will be here. and then ultimately the end date for this and what this MOU contemplates is our attorneys and staff being able to stay within the current space that we're in. Up until July 1st of next year, 2027, whereas we would at that point hopefully have an agreement to lease that space. We don't, just generally in looking at the areas around here, around the courthouse in Caldwell, there's not a suitable space for us, unfortunately. We'd really like to stay within the office where we're in at the admin building. We have over 30 attorneys, 15 assistants, receptionists. We have law students from U of I that come and intern for us during the summer. This summer we had 2 paid interns that had limited license to practice, so we can train new attorneys, give them some real world experience. And so we're looking to ultimately stay in this space. The subject matter for today is really to get the wording down, to get to the break down the details. I think we're pretty much there, but that is on the MOU. And then I would come back at another date prior to that January 1st, 2027 date. And then we would provide a written notice of our intent to, at that time, to lease with the county that office space. So what I'd like to do is get the details and get the MOU worked out today, and then at a later date come back and visit with you guys again.
Chairman?
Yes.
So at least in the copy I have, I did clarify with Chief Bozzoli. If I understood correctly, Aaron, that should, under B for the statutory authority, does that date need to be corrected on the copy that I have, or is there a later copy?
Yeah.
Which one?
It says 2023 on the
right
print.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
so,
and part of that is the statute itself references that any county who is providing a county public defense office as of January 1st, 2023, shall continue to make that office available in the same or substantially similar office space for the use of the office of the public until July 1st, 2029. So there's, that's where that language specifically comes from, is that it's recognizing that we were the Canyon County providing that space prior to that. So we continue to provide that until July 1st, 2029.
So help me, because Mr. Govia, you indicated till January 1st, 2027.
So that is the date which we must provide notice of whether we intend to vacate.
I see.
Or we want to lease with.
Right. So then it would go from just being a pro bono to a agreed upon monthly rate or something, an annual agreement for compensation?
I personally would like to get the details of that worked out.
Okay.
Prior to January 1st of 2027, provide the notice of our intent to lease with the county.
Uh-huh.
And then endeavor to work out the terms of what that lease would be.
Yeah. I think that sounds good. I like the planning part of that, and you appear to have been a good tenant.
Thank you. We're trying.
Yeah.
I know many people or divisions are probably vying for space, but
right.
With the sheriffs moving, you guys got, you know, whatever that is, the west end of the courthouse now. So, but we do want to endeavor to get this, to get an agreement sooner rather than later.
Chairman and Commissioners, if I can, and I think we're trying to encapsulate within the MOU what the statutes require. I think there's a couple little tweaks. One is that in section C, two general provisions, C, and this has gone between Mr. Govey and I, and we kind of did some minor corrections to dates, and then it went to state's legal team. Subsection C says, parties agree that they'll endeavor to relocate employees who are currently residing to state-owned release office space by July 1st, 2027, if no agreement is reached. I think that's still 2029. The reality of the statute is the state is, and Mr. Govia can correct me if I'm wrong, the state is to negotiate and provide to the county a plan possibly by January 1st, 2027, but that doesn't mean that they're out by July 1st, 2027. It's still July 1st, 2029, absent them moving out earlier, correct?
That is correct.
So yeah. I think we just need to correct that one date.
Where are you at again?
Sorry, subsection 2, C is actually. But I think everyone's been reading.
My C says SPD may terminate this agreement at any time,
okay, yeah,
et cetera, et cetera.
Off a different one. So there's a statement.
It's D.
D in yours.
Yeah.
It says the parties agree that SPD will endeavor to.
Okay, yes.
And move, and maybe I already corrected that one and the one that was printed by our support staff.
Yeah, that was partly because we moved.
Yeah, we've been changing things back and forth up until about 2 minutes ago. One of the things I want to note for the board, this MOU reflects the statute and the agreement required. There is a section that says, in 18, Idaho Code 19600A3B, that nothing in this section shall be construed to obligate a Board of County Commissioners to provide office space to the Office of the State Public Defender on or after July 1st, 2029. The only question I have, there's a subsection right before the one we just read, maybe, that says during any period of holdover. Does the board see that?
Which were you at?
Which paragraph?
In B?
Yeah. After
if they
July.
Hold over after first, they shall pay a fee in the amount of $175 per day. That would basically be about $5,200 a month. There wouldn't be much incentive for the SPD to
vacate.
Jeez.
I think that the language is in there that they would be vacated by July 1st, but if there's a holdover, I would suggest maybe Mr. Govia can take his group. We cap that at maybe a 30 or 60 day holdover. If we're going to have it at that low, that they have to be out after that.
Well, my question was going to be, where did the dollar amount come from?
That was something I believe that probably from the SPD. I didn't come up with that. So I'm going to assume that was in the agreement.
It was, yeah. And we, because we're trying to keep these MOUs with every institutional office that was housing public defenders prior to the changeover. We're trying to keep them as uniform as possible. However, Ada and Canyon are very different because of the size of the offices. So I think that is certainly something, and I appreciate that, Aaron, that I'll talk with Mr. Fredrickson about to clarify. And I tend to agree with Mr. Pizzoli that it doesn't provide much of an incentive. Again, my intention is to push, and I think I've told you this before, kind of my role is to be the in-between between you guys and Eric Fredrickson. And my intention is for us to stay. And so I want to be as fair as possible to the county. So I'll endeavor to change that number to something that Mr. Bull
okay.
And that you all, the commissioners, can agree on.
Mr. Chairman, maybe a little extra incentive. As long as that's in there as written, I'm not signing off on this.
Okay.
So.
Chairman, does the board know? I'm trying to remember when I was talking with Rick. How many square feet are in that public defender's office with the hallway across? I thought it was one time around 6,000.
That's the number that I think of. But
yeah. 6,700 comes to mind, but I'm not sure that my memory serves me well.
That's really for Mr. Covey, as we can reach out to Rick, if we want, so that as you're working towards your January 1st attempt at agreement, then know kind of how much square footage is there and how much square footage is going for in Canyon County for commercial.
Okay.
Is there any provision in here for the state statute changing? A provision that this would be subject to that state statute if it changed or whatnot, or changed the dates?
It isn't, but it is an annual MOU, so anything that changes would be addressed each year.
So this can be an annual MOU, even though it states for 3 years?
I believe the statute says that it's to be addressed annually.
Yeah.
Okay.
With that in mind, I think it is
okay.
What you're pointing out, yeah, that it can change within the statute.
Yeah, it says, sorry, so 19608, subsection 4, the last sentence says, the Board of County Commissioners, State Public Defenders shall annually enter into an MOU regarding the use of such office space. In fair, Mr. Govey has been on top of this since about June. We were communicating back and forth, so it's been a little bit of my delay getting us here with everything going on in July.
And the board has had some delays. You've made several requests, so thank you for your persistence.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, I'm not, I've been plenty busy. I still get to work some cases, so, and I've got five other boards to meet with in the district as well. Mm-hmm. So, I've been plenty busy, so it's fine by me.
So when do we want to see this back? Final.
I would think whenever he's ready.
Get to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have, and As all of you probably know, every board meets on Mondays in this district. So I was in Adams yesterday. I'm in Payette this coming Monday, and then following Monday is a holiday. But after that, I think I can have this done.
We're a full-time board, so we meet every day, but we have Tuesday, Thursday mornings are legal. It would be easy to get this on and sign the MOU.
Mr. Chairman, while he's looking for a date, our public works director says it's about 7,500 feet.
7,500? Low.
I think it's 67 with the main building, though, but it's another 1,000 or so with that area across the hallway. That makes sense. I'm sure HR wouldn't mind getting their hands on. Govia's corner office.
Okay.
Isaiah, you think you have a good time or date that will work in the next couple of weeks? Tuesday, Thursday morning.
September 10th is a Thursday. I have my whole morning open that day. Okay.
I'm out.
Slackers.
Magistrate committee.
Slackers.
You're probably the health board knowing you.
September 15th, I'm available all day.
That might work.
Yeah, let's do it with legal staff. I think it'll be just fine.
9:30.
Okay.
Can we send you those changes?
I request a change.
Where am I going? Where's it show? Okay.
And I apologize, what was that date and time again?
September 15th at 9:30 with legal staff.
Does that work with you guys?
Yeah, perfect.
All right. Anything else for today?
No.
All right.
Thank you very much. I'm glad I could be short and sweet and maybe get you guys calendar.
Pretty close.
All righty. Good enough. All right. If that covers that, I'll say let's adjourn until our next item. So.